So it is a fir root tree causing damage to your house. How
well, it's probably not a fir. It's probably a pine, I would assume, if you know, some type of evergreen. And it could be they get huge. There's a possibility. I guess the first thing I would do would be to call somebody that's an expert in foundations and have them come take a look at it. And we have a person we can recommend for that.
Arizona Foundation Solutions, they work statewide. They have several regional offices throughout the state. And I've been on jobs where they have done this. It was a tree planted. And, I mean, you could see the stem was heaved. You go inside, and you could almost tell where the root was underneath just by looking at the heave. And it's hard because they had to cut the tree down to fix the house. But as beautiful as that tree was, it wasn't more valuable than the house.
Well, yeah, there are instances. You know, we don't want people to go out there and panic because that doesn't happen very often.
No, this tree was at least 50 years old.
But it can happen, and it's not something that you need to call your local nursery or landscape guy. You need to call a foundation guy and have him come make sure that's the case before you do anything drastic and cut a tree down. Make sure it is or isn't what's really going on.
Now, not every lot can accommodate this, but in building and in remodeling, when we're working with the landscape, we always advise the homeowner, however tall that tree is expected to grow, that's how many feet away you should plant it from your foundation.
Yeah, ideally, you know, so we get back to that. We were talking about that 6-foot Texas sage growing in a 2-foot space and having to trim it all the time. And it's the same thing with a large tree. You need shade on the west or south side of your house. It's got to be a big enough tree to do that. And some lots aren't big enough to accommodate that. So that also then gets into watering practices. Water really deep, really slow. The roots will kind of travel where the moisture is present. So they'll go down deep and not be as apt to stay up on the surface where they might get into the stem wall or a sidewalk or a fence, those types of things. I mean, you can go all over the town and see great big trees planted next to a wall or a sidewalk, and they're not all causing damage. So it can happen. Is it ideal? Maybe not. Sometimes if you have an option, make sure it's in the right place. Make sure you've planted the right tree for what you're trying to accomplish.
Let's see how we can help Stan and Catalina this morning. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm new to the area and thought I'd try growing an orange tree. You got two problems. One, being a snowbird, when I come back in the fall, a lot of the leaves on the ends or where the new growth is have been removed, eaten clean by these fat-looking characters that remind me of the worm on Alice in Wonderland, I mean the caterpillar, or the critters that are on that kids program larva that I kind of enjoy watching too with my grandkids. So anyway, I think it's some sort of caterpillar. It's got a huge upper area close to the head that
does the caterpillar look like a bird dropping?
It's very black. Yeah, they're black and they can't, yeah, they do kind of look like a bird dropping.
Yeah, there's a caterpillar that loves citrus trees called an orange dogworm. It's actually the larva of our beautiful swallowtail butterfly, which is a big black and yellow butterfly that grows here. And normally, they don't do enough damage on citrus trees to cause a problem. Now, that doesn't seem to be the case in your instance. So for caterpillar damage, especially on edibles, we recommend using something called Bacillus thuringiensis, or we abbreviate it to BT, because don't ask me to spell Bacillus thuringiensis. But BT is a bacteria that basically controls only caterpillars. You don't have to worry about anything else being harmed or damaged.
Now, we had a very mild winter. For Stan, just know Catalina might be a little high in elevation if you're
trying to grow citrus. Yeah. But it sounds like maybe he's succeeding.
Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.